which podcast are you listening to?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Which accounts are you subscribing to?
You guys went to the fucking computer radio show? What the fuck? Nobody fucking listens to the computer radio.
I'm interested, like, genuinely.
Fuck Tuesday. Fuck this podcast.
This episode of the
Jay Jones Last Year Curse
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
The Jerry Jonestown Massacre contains graphic material, including offensive language, partial nudity, and completely ridiculous thoughts and opinions that shouldn't be expressed or shared by anyone. Listener discretion is advised.
And now coming at you from the Temple of Eye, just on the outskirts of where the West begins.
It's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre!
It would have to be a midget stripper, though, because I don't think that a full-size stripper that's, like, the kind that you like.
Show 617.
Could fit under here, because...
It is Tuesday, March 4th. Yeah, they can, on their hands and knees.
The girl that we hung out with the braids and the tattoos that you and I were partying with back in our single days...
I don't remember this.
Yes, you do. We just talked about this girl like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't think that was my single days.
She could not fit in here.
No, she couldn't fit in here. Unless she's on her hands and knees under the table.
If you're still listening to us, don't call us anymore. You're getting me in trouble. I'm married now. I'm married.
Are you talking about her?
Yeah.
She calls you?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you think anybody knows this song at all?
No.
Because it was a B-side of a local band.
No.
That I don't even know if they played it that much.
I don't know why I yelled no.
It's on the Infestation release. Single.
Yeah.
The single for Infestation.
You know, I think Papa Roach had an album called Infestation, didn't they? And that's your favorite rap metal band.
Fucking band. So happy Tuesday. It is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. It's State of the Union Day.
Time for a King Carry King cake.
I didn't have time to make a King Carry King cake. Nope, didn't have time. And from what I've seen, Mardi Gras rained out from the storms we had this morning.
It's a powerful front coming through.
How would you know? You slept through.
I guess so.
How did you sleep through it?
I think I was really tired from the weekend, like just all the crazy stuff going on and just madness at the domestic palace.
Oh, okay.
And
don't leave a long space after domestic ever. Like, what?
Thomas is like, even in the studio, he heard that. He's like, I got that one.
I got it.
Yeah. But yeah, I worked all weekend on music and studio stuff. And I guess I was just so zoned in and didn't get enough sleep that it all hit me last night. And I vaguely remember the alarms going off on people's phones.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about, like, I thought maybe it was in my dream or something. And then next thing I know, my phone starts going off a little bit. And then I saw my mom was saying, are you all right? And I was like, well, I guess the storms developed that I saw a few posts on Twitter about or something.
What's awesome about my family living, you know, almost an hour west of here.
They get hit first.
And they send you the warnings. They're like, get ready, batten down the hatches, it's coming. And that's what I got at like 4:30 this morning.
I think a lot of the local guys underestimated that whatever the energy was that caused all that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what exactly I saw on, I can't remember if it was on X or if it was on Reddit, but it was saying, there was a few people that were saying, I think they've underestimated the energy of this thing and there could be a bunch of activity up towards a little farther west.
Mm-hmm. Doug slept
that rolls
there too.
All the way through DFW.
And they said there were going to be little spin-ups here and there, and there were. There was one in South Arlington. There's one in Irving. One in Louisville.
And branches everywhere, just like you're back here.
So when I left, messaged my boss. I was like, I'm going to be late. I'm not leaving till after this blows over and kind of get through. It was awesome because it was like someone had set up a cone and barrel course just for me. Because they were spread out.
You took it upon yourself
everywhere.
To level up your driving skills. Gotcha.
So, since no one else was on the road, I'm flying through, you know, water that's 6 to 8 inches deep in certain spots. And then hitting the cones, weaving in and out of the cones and the barrels. Because there's construction everywhere because it's DFW.
Yeah, I didn't hear from you much today. And sometimes I hear from you during the show days. Yeah. And I was like, man.
I was busy.
I thought you were getting that Land Cruiser. I was like, dude, he's getting the cruiser. He's going to surprise me. I'm going to show up. He's going to be like, look, I got this.
Here's my $81,000 vehicle. Just sitting here. Check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
I like the look of them. I like the look of them online and just the videos I saw. And I was like, man, when I see this thing in person, I'm going to be. And then the Lexus, the new Lexus SUV came out. Previously too, and it's been I've seen a few of those driving around, and it looks a lot like that to me. That's a pretty vehicle.
It's really badass. Cool. It's cool seeing looking. The one in the dealership yesterday while I had my car serviced was pretty awesome. It was that's the first one I'd seen like jacked up and with good tires on it and everything. I was like, that looks mean.
Yeah,
because I've seen a couple of others over in the rich part of Fort Worth where rich people can afford them.
Driving?
Or parked.
Yeah.
Parked outside of their coffee place or their workout, where they go to work out. And I've seen them sitting there, but they haven't been jacked up yet. They may have better tires on them, but this one was mean and, like, I had to crawl up in it. It was pretty tall.
Yeah.
It was pretty tall. But the console and everything in it's nice. Big, giant screens everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a badass ride.
So are they going to they've said they're going to keep both lines of cars going. Well, is the frame different? Like the way it rides is different or is it
Yeah, it's way bigger. It's bigger than the 4Runner.
The Land Cruiser is?
Mhm. Mhm. It's wider. It's cool. I dig it. I dug it.
Yeah.
Pretty nifty. Yeah, so we had the storms and then we had a dust storm blow through where it felt like Blade Runner for a few hours.
It's really felt like the middle of the springtime because of the springtime storm activities that we've had lately.
I went into the back of my work truck to eat lunch, and it was blue.
Yeah.
The skies were blue, clear. It was just windy. Went in there to eat my lunch, came back out 30 minutes later, and it was like I was in Blade Runner. Everything was orange.
Yeah,
and blowing happened. Through there. And I was like, what the hell is going on here?
That's exactly what happened to us today. We went into Costco, snacks, MEF1 gear.
And then
come back out, and it's freaking, I'm in Dune.
It was weird.
Oh, and, well, I'll tell you that story off the mic, because it could be seen as tacky. Not on my part.
Oh.
But the story itself is tacky.
So anyway, yeah, here we are. We made it through the storms.
After
the rain. We don't have any Thomas here tonight. He felt like he had better shit to do tonight.
He's putting together a Grammy.
I got to go down to Cloudland and record bass lines. Which, we do have a voicemail from him. Do we want to hear it?
Yeah, sure. Let's listen to it.
And just right off the top of the show, I had to fight for our voicemail number this week. So
they're getting aggressive, aren't they?
Google's getting really aggressive. So we want to ask everyone, call us.
If we don't get a call in like 2 hours, we're like, all right, guys, it's been you guys are no value to us. We've decided you owe us money.
Well, the problem is that everybody will either text us or call us directly instead of leaving voicemails for the show to make the show more interesting.
Because they know we won't freaking answer it until Tuesday if they
That's true.
Tech need us.
But anyway. Call us. We have a number. It's 682-593-5586.
Caller number one.
or 682-593-JJTM. It's the same number. Call that number. Leave a voicemail for us so we can play your voice on the air on Tuesday. And, you know, anyway, here's the voicemail we got tonight.
Is it creamy?
Hopefully this works. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Is it working?
Good evening. My name is Joshua Reed, formerly of Josh and the Jet Noise, and as you guys like to call it, the Confounded. I would like to call and apologize for stealing RoboTuner this evening. I did not mean to cause a spectacle of things.
Oh, I see what he did there.
We are in the process of recording an album that I'm working on, and I appreciate the loan of RoboTuner for the evening. I hope you guys are well. I hope you all have a pleasant evening. Be kind to each other. And because he's not there, red pants? I don't know. Anyways, sorry. Have a nice night.
Yeah, this is going down in the red book. This is a strike against him. We see where Thomas's priorities are. Either being the number one podcast in North Texas, the highest paid podcast
in
North
Texas. You're going to hurt his feelings,
man. Or.
You're going to get our
go
our
play
guy.
Bass. I'm taking it easy. The stuff you were saying before the show, when you were throwing stuff around and punching holes in sheetrock.
I was just upset that they didn't have my flavor at the Dutch Brothers.
Oh, that's what it was, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's down there recording bass tonight. I think they're doing it tonight, tomorrow night, or Thursday night or something like that. So be watching for Confounded 2, Electric Boogaloo's new record. Is that what Josh is going to call it, or is this going to be his?
I think it's funny that Thomas always gets really involved with stuff in here when he's getting into projects out there. It's funny. Interesting.
Maybe just him being on here has made him more desirable out there. So they want him. They're like,
yeah. See, I started watching The Worst Roommates on Netflix, and it all goes back to that. I'm starting to think about every relationship around me. I'm like, wait a second. Now it's starting to make
sense. How long would you and Thomas last as roommates?
Well, how long was the river trip where we were all holed up together
for okay,
a minute?
Let's go back. Yeah, because that was
about it.
That was 4 days.
Imagine if Steadfast would have gone on the road and toured with bands.
Three of y'all would have been dead.
Yeah.
And Jesse would have still been running around.
He'd still be over there, yeah. He'd knock up like some Irish lady now.
So when that river trip, did all y'all stay together in the same room?
I don't remember what room we were supposed to be in, honestly. That trip is a big blur. If you remember, that was right after my divorce. I was not in good shape that year.
I can't remember if you, Seth, and
Luke
and Josama all stayed in the same room or not.
I'm talking about the trip where Thomas. You put me to bed at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day.
I didn't do that.
Somebody did.
You came into mine and Jennifer's room at the time and went to bed in there. It was like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then woke up and it was nighttime, and we were about to have this big, awesome
barbecue
meal.
With steaks and everything. Woke up in time for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right after all that.
We were drinking that Baron Jaeger.
And I don't know who the fuck brought that and why they brought
it. Seth and his hood friend, Josama.
Oh, yeah, Josama did like that stuff.
We got to have Baron Jaeger. It's awesome. That's what did me in.
Was that was Eric there, too?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe I'm confusing him. I don't know.
No, that was
I think every trip that we ever took to the down there, it was has been a blur. But
Shelby was there. No, Chris.
That was a great trip too. When we went to, I might be confusing things because didn't we go also like when was the trip that trip where we went and stayed in the condo, the high rise condo.
That was a river trip year, but it was around Memorial Day, but we didn't do it.
Was that after my divorce?
Yeah, you were.
Had been divorced a couple of years.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
that's when we had the sweet mullets kicking.
I had a badass mullet there. That was the angry pirate year where everybody kept getting angry pirate.
Remember how happy everyone was back then? Everybody was happy.
Hey, did you see my little diatribe I said in our NAM chat that cracked me up last week about the promotional photo shoot I went and did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cracked me up. I was going to talk about it on here, but...
Yeah.
Went and shot... did promo photos for Flickrstick last Thursday? Wednesday night? Over at Universal... recording studio, and we get there and it's all mixed up. Like the room we're supposed to use, the owner of the studio, the rehearsal studio, had double booked it because it's one of those hourly rooms you can rent.
Eric Delagarde did that giant. To me.
So we get there,
son of a,
and we're trying
bitch.
To get in the door, and the code's not right, and we're all like, "What the hell?" And then another band comes up and starts trying to get in, and their code isn't right. So we finally get the right code. We get through the door, and I'm taking all the camera stuff in and starting to get it set up. And then this other band comes walking. He's like, do y'all have this room? We're like, yeah. So there's a little bit of – we have conversations back and forth. Everybody – it all gets situated. Long story short, it all gets situated because what we're going to do is all I needed was about an hour. And they still had to set up all their gear, and we're waiting on someone to show up. So they're like, okay, we can split this room because it's a giant room. It was like 20 by 30. It was huge. And I was like, yeah, we just need this half. Give me an hour. We're doing a quick photo shoot. It's nothing crazy over the top. The concept's really easy. I can set up, get it down. So we're working and get everything set up. Me and Susie get everything set up and everything good and everything. And they're still setting up the gear. And it was funny. I've never seen people bring into hourly practice ego boxes to stand on. So that made me laugh.
Oh, to the recording studio?
No, to the practice studio.
The rehearsal studio.
We're going to rehearse.
They had a little block. A little.
The girl brought in these bang? Two blocks that you stand on, and
for
they
Bob,
light
Bob
up
bang.
Underneath. Yeah, for Bob Bob Bang.
Golly!
And I was like, that kind of makes me laugh. That's kind of funny. I mean, rehearsal's just usually playing the music, not performing.
Maybe if you're a guy that doesn't feel natural rhythm in the moment, like maybe you should have it there if you're the front man.
Well, there's a front female.
A front female?
Yeah.
Or there's three of them up front, so, you know, you got that chubby guitarist or whatever that needs to work on his weight and his rhythm a little bit.
You had him in the dark.
Practice. I could see why the kids would bring a Bob Bob box.
So they have the boxes and everything. I'm laughing. So we start shooting and like we're kind of going through a couple of different poses and stuff and the way I have things set up. And then all of a sudden, like the members that are there just start blasting. Start going through some of the songs they're working on. And it's Wasp songs.
Yeah.
And it started making me laugh.
Band?
I think there were four, and it's two females, two males. They're the only female-fronted Wasp tribute band in the world or something like that. They're called Blacked Out in Texas or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we had a soundtrack during the photo shoot of Wasp. So I'm shooting Flickrstick
and then
as Wasp is playing.
That's awesome.
The craziest polar opposite of both worlds.
That's really cool, though. That's a cool story.
It made me laugh. And apparently I had to go look them up. And their
Instagram.
They
probably make a bunch of money, man. They're probably huge.
They play some big shows, and I was looking through their Instagram, and she wears the cod piece with the saw blade going through her crotch.
Just like Blackie.
And she's drinking blood, and she has like the full hardcore gear to be just like Blackie.
Yeah.
The only thing is she tapes off her nipples when she's shirtless, you know, like Blackie. But it was funny. It was freaking hilarious. And I was like,
did she rehearse that way?
Weird. No.
That'd be distracting.
Yeah, but it was it made me laugh. It was just like Wasp tunes.
Did you get any video footage of it?
No.
Of it going on? Damn,
no,
dude. Did he? Did any of the guys in the band get it?
No. But it was funny because the guys in the band knew.
You got to capture that stuff. That's
Y'all look at each other That's like, funny. This is a wasp dance. What's yeah. up? So which made me think we need to start a Striper tribute band.
That'd be cool. That'd be a lot of fun. I know three dudes that would do it too.
I know, instantly. Just to be funny.
And we would love, it'd be fun rehearsals. We'd have a blast doing it.
We could go play with the Righteous Gemstones or a church like that.
Yeah.
We start playing mega churches.
You could.
Mm-hmm.
You could. I wonder if they're still playing shows. Because I thought, I heard thought recently they play. Something. Yeah, and they're trying to get their shit together again. That's crazy.
Can you
or
imagine?
One of them got sick or something.
So you're in a Striper tribute band, right? Yeah. And you're known all over Texas. And Joel,
you can only do cocaine. You can't drink. You can't smoke weed. You can't do anything else except do blow. That's it.
Is that what they did? Oh, yeah. They've got dates all over
Europe
right now. But you're in this band. And you're killing it. Everybody knows you're the best Striper tribute band. You dress up like them, everything.
There's no one else.
You got a huge
like us.
Production. You're playing these giant shows, and then you get a call.
What would your name be?
Hold on. You get a call from Joel Olstein. He goes, for $100,000, I'll have you guys come down here and play my church.
Now this is turning into an episode of Texaxis.
Would you go down and play a show at Joel Olstein's church, mega church, for $100,000 as Striper?
Sorry. Only if we call it Striper-er. Striper-er.
Everybody calls you Stripper, though. Stripper-er.
If they don't say our name right, we're walking off the stage.
You'll play at Joel Olstein's joint?
Yeah, I'd play it, especially if it was over $500. I mean.
Wow, what a sellout. After all the bad shit you said about
free beer for my friends.
Free cocaine. Because it's
We have to have that.
It's Joel Olstein. Yeah. You know he's coked up.
Yeah. As long as I have weed and my friends have beer, we're probably going to sign on for that show for $500. Deal.
I don't think I'd do it. Still stand my ground and be like, fuck you, Joel Olstein.
I thought about this.
You look like a goat's ass.
When I was flying home from California recently from the NAMM trip, I started thinking, I was like, dude, what if something happened and a few of the guys were in a band that got, let's say Spectacle got huge, like Death Clock, huge.
We are huge over in a country I can't even pronounce.
I mean, like to where you're touring like all the major festivals right under, like you're banging up with Gorgeous and stuff like that, maybe. Oh, all right.
Now we're talking. I'm in.
And all of us that was at NAMM, like it wouldn't have to be who was in the band or who wasn't, would be the road crew and everything else, like a group of friends like that, because that's a lot of bands.
That's the way
that
it works.
Kind of works sometimes. Is it's like a group of guys. A few of them might be in the band.
Don't have to be union.
I'm just wondering how it would go. Like, would we make it? Especially if the tour started overseas, would we make the first show?
I would. I don't know. It just depends on how well.
It depends on who's playing in the band and who's playing in the road crew. I think it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm sure we're not on the same bus because, I mean, we're the band. We don't ride with the road crew.
Yeah.
And y'all are busy setting our shit
and
up
that would
and
be a
tuning
thing,
our instruments.
No
and
matter what. Is like whoever was the road crew, like, what are you doing on my bus? Dude, this is a I Was Once Eaten bus, man. This isn't a. What do you think this is, Jerry Jonestown or something?
You?
Get the fuck out of here.
This isn't Tuesday. We're not doing a podcast. Go back to your own bus.
This is Dave. He's like, well, I just wanted to see if y'all wanted to.
Matt, get you can only come on my bus on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't Tuesday night, Matt.
This isn't Tuesday. Get off my bus.
We're all talking to different.
Go restring my bases.
We're all talking to different managers, and it's all our girlfriends and wives. About being pissed, pretty much. We have a friend that told us that's how a lot
to be
of bands.
Like, that needs to be season three of Texaxis.
Could
once
be.
The band takes off.
Yeah. One of the bands gets signed and has to go on and gets
and their friends
huge.
Are the road crew, and that's when
it's like an entourage of metal. We just get into dumb shit all the time.
The only time you see your friends is when you stop at a truck stop.
Yeah,
to get midnight food and drinks and stuff.
And
you're still with us, you're still alive. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. That's wild. That'd be a good show. I'd watch that, man. I'd be like, you know what? I can watch these guys.
Sell it to Netflix. They're always wanting stuff.
So no one got video of the
Wasp. No.
That's insane.
I know. Should have. I should have told Susie. Fire it up. Fire up your camera. Or fire up some audio. Get some of this.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, I don't remember what I did Friday night. I barely remember this weekend, except for Saturday night. We keep having these shows, and no lie, we keep having these epic shows that keep popping up here in Fort Worth that, like, all the royalty, the badass musicians of Fort Worth get together and just put on these epic sets, and it's like from out of nowhere, you know, surprise, hey, we're doing this, here we go. And it keeps happening, and it seems like most of the time it's at the Cicada. And I'm just 100% blown away by what I saw Saturday night. It was so fucking good. You had this band called Desert Folk kick things off, which I kept calling Desert Rock all night. And then...
That's what I thought it was, a Desert Rock and Doom show from...
They were text. More like if Desert Rock was from Texas instead of from California. That's what these guys were kind of like. Had a little twang. They were from Big Spring. A little heavy with some twang. And then Christian Carlos Caraval. I think I said his last name right. Get confused. But it was his EP release party for his 300 EP release, which is available on all the outlets. And he had an all-star lineup there with him. He had Jorts. Steve Stewart, and he had John, and who else? I forgot who else was up there with him. But rolled through his set, playing his stuff, and then threw in a couple of covers here, here and there, like "Wish You Were Here." But it was just like perfect. It was a perfect set. Everything sounded fantastic. Everything came across, translated super well. It was one of those nights where you're just like, man, this is fucking vibing. This is good. You know, this is a good night. And the crowd was good. A whole bunch of people, you know, we all know, showed up for this. And then the big surprise that was teased all week was the return of Epic Ruins, who hasn't played a show in Fort Worth since 2018, I think. And we're a four-piece way back in the day, but now they're an eight-piece with a bunch of our friends all in the band. And they just fucking dominated the night, just tore the place down. It was so good. So, so good.
Yeah.
It was just one of those epic nights out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That was great. And mine and Susie's plan was actually to go see... Brian Breckenridge over by your house at Hooligans. And then we started getting all these texts about going down to Cicada.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna be there? You need to be there. You need to come down. You guys need to come down. Come down here. You need to be here at this. So when I found out it was Epic Ruins, I was like, yeah, we got to go. Because it's been a long time. That's like 8 years, right?
Six.
Oh yeah, they right? did.
If it's 2018, then yeah, it'd be 6 years, right?
Yeah,
I think. No, seven. 7 years.
Wow. Christian Carlos did Teenage Dirtbag at the end of one of his songs. He rolled into it, and that was epic. I forgot about that. It was just a great night for Fort Worth music. Like, that was just fantastic. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Need more of that.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody to show up and everybody to be out there and be all loving on each other and having a good time together.
Yeah. Draw out the sex cult. You draw the sex cult out, you're having a good time, right?
Yep.
No matter what.
We're just not going to hide that anymore, huh?
I mean, I've never in my drinking days.
7 years.
In my drinking days, too.
No, no, no. I thought the sex cult was secret.
Oh.
Now we're talking about it. We're being too open with it.
We need to reel it in.
We need to reel it back in.
We don't want to get the wrong people upset.
Well, we don't want
That's
everybody
how you end up in a crab trap in the middle of the Gulf of America.
It's either that or you don't want to show up and just see everybody there.
Or as I like to call the Gulf of Van Halen.
Yes. You don't want to show up at a sex cult party and then see everybody there.
No, that's no, the opposite that's the, of what you the want opposite to happen.
So that's why you got to stop talking about it. It's like Girl Gang. Girl Gang doesn't exist.
I think every time we get into this conversation for now, we should have that enigma. Enigma starts playing.
Oh, Inwa. So yeah, this
no one's going to figure it out.
No. But
the only people that know
will be the people that listen to this episode from here on out.
No, it has to be someone from within.
Oh,
I'm going to start doing Trent Reznor tricks on everybody now.
No one needs to talk about the sex cult anymore.
No,
it's all
what? I don't know what you're talking about, man.
So yeah, this weekend, Susie brings up in the chat room.
Cult of DFW.
If you want another epic night of funness, this one's just going to be a fun night. Cicada's 2-year anniversary is this Saturday, and playing is our friends and fellow, I don't know what I want to call them. Anyway, Whiskey Dick's going to be there.
Tarrant County dudes?
Yeah. Guys, we've spent a lot of time with
Northeast Tarrant County. As someone said on the Eagle,
one of us has shared blood, sweat, tears, and beers with. That would be you.
And you.
Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, our buddies Whiskey Dick are playing. And then Hen and the Cox from Denton.
Denton.
And then the infamous.
It'll be a loud night.
It's going to be a loud night. And the crazy thing is that as after Lost in Sound, because Lost in Sound is Saturday all along the South Main corridor from noon to midnight, and we have a bunch of friends playing. JOE is playing, the Bearded Lady, Mandy Hand is playing the Holly, and there's a bunch of other bands playing all through the South Side that night. It's going to be a good day. Saturday's going to be a good day. Adderall up, go for the long haul. If you can't Celsius. Find any, get you a Celsius.
Some boner pills.
If you can't find any of the Fort Worth regulars to give you cocaine, then just get you some
You're
Celsius. You're
definitely need, especially if you run into that sex cult.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that anymore. Ghost Roper, time your mushrooms. It's all that.
Time them right.
Time them right. So, yeah, it'll be a good night. It'll be or a good day. It'll be fun. And the good night down Cicada. You'll find us. You'll see us. The other thing we've got to figure out, which I need an answer from you.
Do we get paid for that?
Which I'll probably have to have an answer from you tomorrow.
How about the Russian circles?
Tomorrow in Denton is Russian circles and Pelican.
I thought it is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow night.
So you'll definitely need to know by tomorrow.
I'll need to know during the day tomorrow if you want to go up there for that or not.
You know what?
$30.
Just kidding.
I wouldn't pay $40 to see a band. We just talked to a guy on the phone that said he wouldn't pay $40 for a band.
We did. Before That's a show. Really low limit, I think, though. Like, there's a lot of bands that I would pay for. There's some, like, a lot of local bands I'd pay $40 to go see.
If Course of Empire was
I'd pay
like,
$40 for that. For
sure. We're going to play Tulips. Here's my $40. I'd pay them $40 to see that. Who else? Tripping Daisy? Would you pay $40 for them?
Oh, for sure, Tripping Daisy. And Polyphonic Spree, probably.
The Toadies?
Hang on, buddy. I got bills to pay.
The Methinks?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, besides, they're my friends. Like, I would do it if they weren't my friends.
I'd tell them I'm not paying. I'll come to the show, but I'm not paying. Put me on the list.
I'd make a stink. I damn right would make a stink. I'd be like, I know fucking Trash Pockets, okay?
I do.
I fucking know him.
I saw him the other night.
Yeah,
at the... Yeah, he was there. Yep, at the party. What about... I had someone else in my head just now who wouldn't be offended if I said we wouldn't pay $40 for them.
I would pay
Shell and Death Squad.
Easy. Come on now.
That's like a $20 band.
And that's your label mates and stuff. Like, we're supposed to be the frontier or the, what do you call it? The premier podcast of the record label. And we're going to pay them $40.
To go see them?
I think they should give us $40 and some drink coupons.
Because of all the promo we'd probably do for that show.
And that, would you pay $40? We should be back paid for.
Would you pay $40 to come see Spectacle?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah,
oh,
I'd pay that much.
I feel good about
then
that. I would.
You would hear a bunch of shit, though. What the fuck?
$40 fucking. It cost me and Mandy $80 to get in here. You know what we could have done with that?
Well, I was going to get a shirt. Fuck. James, can I get a shirt at least? Fuck.
If you paid $40 at any time to see us locally, we would probably give you a bunch of shirts and stickers and records. That's a lot of money.
I know.
That's a lot of money. But unless still, we're on a big bill.
I would assume that it would be a big bill if it was a $40 cover, that it wasn't just going to be you guys in like Flojack.
What if it's Spectacle at Billy Bob's?
I would, again, I would still, like, hopefully there would be a couple of more bands on the bill, or then I'd really start bitching. I'd be like, $40?
Ooh. I got a funny note that I can't say on the air, but it was hilarious. I'll tell you off the air. That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We got to figure out.
Was that a Mardi Gras picture?
30 Gras. 30 possibly, gras. Yeah. $30 for Russian Circles and Pelican. And when's the last time Pelican's been here? I think the last time Pelican was here was when we went.
The Coliseum show or whatever? And was that Red Sparrows?
Ooh. It was all four, wasn't it? Russian Circles, Coliseum.
I can't remember. I think we also saw Pelican at a... larger venue too, like at Hard Rock or not Hard Rock, but
Gas Monkey,
yeah, or that other place that we always go to, House of Blues or something. Or
let's just look.
Yeah,
let me look at my catalog here of when we saw Pelican in Dallas.
You remember the movie Pelican Brief?
They played Trees in 2005. Clearview in 2005.
It wasn't Clearview.
It wasn't that far back either. They played Haley's in Denton.
That might have been it.
In 06. Whoa, what are you doing?
This is why I need to be plugged in. And so I can play live audio.
Yeah, that's all we got.
I bet it's the Haley show.
It may have been. Yeah,
because a lot
I've
of those
only
bands
played
we
four
caught,
Texas shows.
A lot of those bands only played up in Denton for a while. They didn't really play much in Dallas. It was always they'd hit Denton and go down to Austin.
Yeah, they've only played four Texas shows ever.
Yeah,
so it had to be that one.
Remember that run of shows that Red Fang came and played Rubber Gloves. We're like, dude, you're not going to be able to see this band much longer here at this venue. It's going to be the same as like Mastodon and all the other ones that have ripped through a couple of times. And like,
who played with them? Kalisa played with them.
Who? With who?
With Red Fang.
Oh, man, everybody's played with them. They were on the Metallica tour, weren't they, for a little bit?
I'm talking about when we saw them at Rubber Gloves.
Oh, I don't know.
It was Kalisa, them, and there was some other crazy.
Yeah.
That wasn't the House Harkonnen show, was it? They didn't open everything up, did they? I was trying to remember.
Haley's was a cool venue. Sounded good there for a while.
Yep. All right. So, anything else fun happened this weekend that captivated your attention? Are you tired of all this Zelensky bullshit?
Yeah, I'm a little over it. Luckily, I was pretty busy over the weekend doing stuff to keep me sane, and it did. It kept me sane and busy, I didn't get to stay on top of it, but the little amount that I saw was very overwhelming. Like, it's like, come on.
Yeah. On Friday, like, I got a bunch of the guys I was working with on Friday at my office were, like, freaked out. We're like, oh, my God, have you seen this? Oh, my God, it's the greatest. Oh, my God. So I went and watched the clips.
I had to walk a few people off the ledge, man, because of it.
If you just watch the clips that mainstream media was putting out there, it's shocking. But if you watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think the whole thing's 50 minutes. You don't have to watch the whole thing because there's a 20-minute version that's pretty good that allows you to see all the questions being asked by the stupid reporters that were in there. Like, who the fuck are these reporters? And then how it slowly starts going off the rails and gets crazy. That's a lot better. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know
what the
point was.
It's funny.
I don't know what was going on. I don't know why.
It's funny how we're still a divided country where some people can watch, two groups of people can watch the same exact thing happen and take away two totally different things. And that's the main takeaway that I took from it, was how freaked out everybody got and how everybody all of a sudden was like, back to square one, doing the Russian collusion thing and like conservatives saying the same old things. Just like, dude, let's don't do this again.
Because
let's just
most
get this
of them
fucking,
were watching the clips.
Didn't understand what the clips were
from
about.
That mainstream media was like, and you'll see in this clip, and you'll see they're leading into it and they're leading a false narrative of what led into it. That's all that
I thought the propaganda would start to slow down a little bit after the election. I really did. I know.
They don't like this guy. Propaganda has to keep going. And now you've got Elon in there making the propaganda even better. Because I don't know what the fuck that guy's doing.
I have an idea. Have you listened to his Joe Rogan show yet?
No, I don't. I don't have the mental capacity right now to do that.
There's a lot of crazy shows going on right now, isn't there?
Especially with the dumb shit that happened on Friday, because like, I don't understand how everybody's like pro Ukraine, so pro Ukraine. Well, I understand that like half the dipshits on my Facebook feed have never even looked into Ukraine or have any idea of before the war what Ukraine was like. And it actually, someone put together a neat little post that shows all the mainstream media outlets what they were saying pre-war and what they were saying after the war started about Ukraine. About almost all of them were like, it's the most corrupt country in the world. And then over here, oh my God, we gotta pray for them and help them because they're the stability in Europe and they're the stability in Asia, whatever. It's pretty shocking, but you've got a guy in there that was basically Zelensky. Like, yes, he may have been attacked by Trump and Vance, but do you not see that Zelensky doesn't want peace? And he just wants to keep sending his people out there to die. And he wants to send the French. Like, the French were going to send him a bunch of people.
He seems to be playing some
games.
And
the Italian army was going to send him some people. Well, the Italians called all their people back. We're not sacrificing our army for you. That happened on, like, Saturday or Sunday.
Did you hear the theory about how that he spoke with one of the major Democrat senators that's in leadership right, like, an hour before he went in and talked? And they think that whoever this guy is, I can't remember his name.
Rubio?
No, not this was a Democrat senator.
Oh,
wasn't a Republican. But this guy, freaking supposedly had a conversation an hour before he went into the meetings with the president and the vice president, right?
And set him up.
And set him up. Said, you need to agitate Trump to the fullest, and here's the deal, why, da-da-da-da. And he just went with it and didn't realize what kind of bear trap he stepped in until it had already happened.
Well, what's crazy was immediately after that, the Ukrainian parliament was trying to file impeachment charges against him to get him out of there. Because technically, he's not even supposed to be in power anymore. He has, you know, Ukraine has become a police state, basically, and their elections were supposed to be, what, a year and a half ago? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And he just kept himself in power because they're at war. And, you know, that's kind of what everybody was afraid Trump was going to do, or Biden was going to do, depending on which side you were on, was going to get us into war and then just never release, relinquish his power. Well, that's exactly what Zelensky's doing now. And he doesn't want... Over the weekend, other reports came out, which I don't know who's typing this shit up for him, but he's all of a sudden a man of peace. We got to have peace. We got to have peace. I want peace, but it didn't seem like that on Friday with that little conversation they had.
That's because he had no cover. They were sick of the... apparently, this has been going on with the last three meetings. They met with him, and he would come in saying one thing, and then in front of the media... And then completely changes tune when they got behind closed doors. This was what happened at the meeting that was at over on that side of the pond, like 2 weeks ago, and a meeting before that. He did the same exact thing, and finally they were like, "We've had enough of this." That's why Rubio is so frustrated, I think, is because he's like, "We've had enough of this." So the only way we can get this guy like squared away and talking. Getting on the same page in any way, fashion, or form is to hold them to the fire while the media is there live. Like, get into some of these discussions live so he's on record. And he can't work something and say something behind the camera with them and then come out and say something different when he gets out in front of the camera.
That's exactly why the whole Oval Office thing went down.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. You're 100% right on that, because that's what everything is pointing at, is that so he would stop saying shit behind the scenes.
Yeah.
The crazy, there were two videos that came up that were kind of crazy. And I've heard this for a while and didn't really notice it until people broke down the Oval Office video and then the video the next day when he flew over to the UK and met with the EU Parliament. Well, was it, or did he fly to Brussels, wherever it was, where he got with all the people, all the leaders of the EU, and had that meeting? But the clues that he's a cokehead,
oh my gosh,
are insane.
That's what I was saying, that whole thing came down and looked like something that would a cokehead would have happen at. You know,
that's what a lot of people said right
outside
away.
Of Lola's with a band, like getting in a band fight. Just all of a sudden, he's like, "Oh!" And like he just fucks himself.
And gets all fidgety and gets all crazy and stuff.
Yeah, and like,
but then there's like a super cut of him just playing with his nose. And sniffing and scratching.
That party back in the day when he was all like that, and they did the improvise the horns on him that was going around for a while.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
or the tongue. It was either tongue or horns.
I mean, that's kind of crazy. I mean, all the signs are there.
It's funny because you got to watch who you talk about, like who you talk to about this stuff, because the thing that's frustrating is the people that are so uninformed about how, like you said, how completely corrupt
Ukraine's been. I won't talk to them about it.
And that's
like, I didn't get in any discussion with anybody that I'm kind of friends with on Facebook or close to.
It's a smart.
That were posting all this stuff because. Yeah. I know 100% they know nothing about Ukraine.
If you even go back before even Trump got...
Even my own bandmates I won't even talk to it about.
Well, I thought you were slamming them down and quitting, walking out.
Half those guys are fucking stupid, too.
What are you, walking out?
What are you, walking out? Yeah.
I'm we talked back in 2000, like the beginning of our show, before Trump was even in office, his first term. You and I had conversations on this podcast about how a lot of the phishing schemes, a lot of the IT, the hacks and everything that happen that are happening around the world are
the viruses,
originating
the worms.
from Ukraine.
Ukraine. And I will 100% be honest right here. When we started this show, I was a poor man, didn't have a whole lot of money, was, you know, had this Mac. Plugins, software is very expensive.
And you hired Doge and they reworked everything and made it and start turning a profit.
No. I had a bunch of software that I had to have cracked or keygened or hacked. And I will go out on a limb and say 100% of all those hacks and cracks and keygens
were probably originated in...
Are Ukrainian. I can pull some of them. I got a hard drive with them on there.
Remember when our first reports...
I went up there and look at them and see that they're all from Ukraine.
Remember our first podcast reports, who our numbers just seemed to be through the roof?
It was... They were one of the countries.
Was Ukraine?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Why does our name come up so much in Ukraine and Russia?
There's so many farms over there.
Yeah, so the thing... And this dude...
And I'm not talking agricultural farms. I'm talking about digital farms.
I think just people are still in denial about how bad they've been duped by the Biden administration and the country of Ukraine. I think that and now they're finding out that this terrible USAID thing, like the details of that. I started the Joe Rogan Elon podcast, the more recent one, the one he did like last week.
Yeah.
Dude.
Did he take his chainsaw?
Some of the stuff that he's getting into, you're like, it's like stupid, silly things that anyone could figure out and know how to take care of. Like,
well, didn't he say that he's nervous?
It's funny because he's changed his tone to where now it's like there's no if or like how this gets done, but it has to be done.
What the fuck?
We're going to be a corrupt country if we don't get this taken care of right now.
Shit, I was trying to see what if we still getting a bunch from Ukraine or not.
Oh, on our numbers?
Probably not.
Oh, I just had shake voice.
Because of internet.
Because of the wind?
No, they probably don't have good internet.
Probably. I mean, it's Elon's internet that's set up right now, right? That they're using?
Yeah.
Which is funny if Elon's in cahoots with Russia and Trump, but I guess we'll believe you on that.
The other thing is, like, one of the things we didn't say was the human trafficking. That was, like, the number one country in the world for human trafficking was Ukraine.
Sex rings.
And the other thing that I came across over the weekend that popped up in one of my feeds on something was Ukrainian army is just grabbing people off the streets left and right, and there's videos of it everywhere. Like, guys just walking down the street minding their own business. Young boys coming home from college or school or whatever, you know, walking down the street, and the military pulls up beside them, grabs them, throws them in the vehicle. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
You're enlisted now. And they just disappear. Families don't even know what happened to them. These guys are just gone. And there's a super clip video going around of like 50 different videos of this where either someone's videotaping it or there's someone, you know, CCTV or Ring door cam or whatever the fuck they have over there, seeing it. And it's shocking. Like, they're chasing guys through the streets trying to grab them. Or a guy will see a van coming and he'll just dart a different direction and this van just starts chasing them down.
Yeah,
a military van.
Wasn't it like right after the first year they said that they said that you can enlist up to the age of 65, preparing the 65 up to 65 the ability like to be drafted?
Is that what it is?
I think they did. I think they raised the age limit that you could get drafted after the first year. They knew they were going to run into numbers problems because, remember, at the beginning it was just labeled as a war of attrition. You heard everybody saying they're just going to throw bodies at this, both sides. And
well, and then I thought, mud season was supposed to slow all that down or some shit, or the rainy season. And
the thing is, though, I don't understand the pushback from the left so much on this at all. Like, it seems like the whole world, no matter how it happens, one way or the other, both sides have to agree to stop killing each other. They have to do a ceasefire. They have to stop firing at each other and killing each other.
That's my thing.
Let's just get that done first.
Out of everything that happened on Friday in that room in the Oval Office, how can you still be on the side of a guy that wants to keep fighting and keep throwing bodies at it?
Imagine
and keep
how
going.
Discouraging that is if you're Ukrainian and you hear that. You hear this guy saying that, and you're like, man, I've already lost, like...
All communications has been destroyed over there. No one knows anything that's going on.
Yeah, true.
So apparently today, and I have a big feeling, I'd put this in the Red Book, and I'd put money on this, is that by the time we do our show next week, peace will be struck.
That's going to make Democrats so pissed off.
Because they've already sent out a couple of releases today. And there's some rumors back channel that let me pull it up here.
Some channel cat rumors.
Some stuff going on. Let me pull this up real quick. I've seen it at different sources.
About him coming to the table a little bit more.
He's supposedly already on his bounce. He's on his way back over here already.
On a
flight to get back over here.
Yeah.
If any of this is true, because if none of this comes to fruition over the next week, then fuck this source. But he's flying to U.S. to sign a deal with Trump. Some of the key points in this that could change or be deleted is the United States will earn 50% of future revenue from Ukraine's mineral wealth as repayment to the United States tax dollars spent on the war. They will not be a member of NATO. Ukraine was never going to join NATO. They've always been a line in the sand for Russia and what started the war in the first place. No boots on the ground.
That's the scary thing, is how much it sounds like Europe is just like the UN or the EU and NATO are all just trying to tie us into somehow putting our boots
war.
On the ground.
Yeah, they want a giant war.
Somehow they want to manipulate us to commit to boots on the ground, and we're not going to fucking do it. And our country doesn't want it to be done, and Trump is not down with that in any way, fashion, or form. And they keep coming up with these cuckoo ideas to pin us into to draw us into this thing, and we're being extra cautious not to let it happen, because that could be the end of the world. Like, we're messing with the end of the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Musk is seriously worried about getting off his words his latest Rogan podcast. Okay, four more points here. So no boots to the ground. There will be a demilitarized zone.
Has to be at this point.
Yeah. Ukraine will concede the territory they've already lost. It's not exactly known how much, but it will probably be the territories they lost to Russia. Russia will hold on to them. Russia hasn't released any concessions yet, but there will probably be prisoner trade-offs from the war. And then
they're not going to ask for anything from the U.S. as far as prisoners.
Who do we have?
I think this is going to be multilateral.
We're not taking prisoners from that war. We don't have any prisoners from that war.
You don't think that that's going to be a multilateral deal, though? Like, there's not going to just be a deal between Ukraine and Russia. I'm talking about
some Russian prisoners that we have from
something else
decades ago or something else.
I don't know, man. They always come up with these crazy deals. If it's multilateral, they're going to ask for whatever they want.
Then it probably won't happen. But I don't see that being thrown in there. That just doesn't make sense with all
this. Why do they always want that, then? Why does Russia always want these guys back?
Because a lot of them are badasses.
Yeah, right.
And are on up their KGB ladder. But I don't think they're not going to come to the U.S. for that. This is between those two.
I just don't think it's going to stay that way. I think it's going to be a deal where everybody in NATO's got to be in on it. We got to be in on it. And it's going to be especially if there's a demilitarized zone. Who's going to work that?
Probably.
Like right now, the U.S. Trump would say, no, we're not putting our troops in the, even if it's a militarized zone, we're not
that
putting our troops
in there.
Could
be a disaster. Mm-hmm. You could get it from both sides.
Yeah. You think the U.K. is going to gamble to something like that? It's going to be a bunch of countries involved, I think, in the negotiations. And what they decide to do.
So did you see scary, that, you know, we've been talking about one of the things where you learn a bunch of information about what the hell's going over there and, you know, you're not a dumbass. You learn a lot. Are these geopolitical scholars that have talked about the deep in and outs over there that no one's talking about? Well, did you see that Jeffrey Sachs went over to the EU Parliament and what he rattled off? This whole war and everything?
Is he
I'll send you that video. He's a geopolitical scholar.
No, I mean, is he like on, what's it called, the newsletter?
No.
Like, does he have that?
No.
Not I'll just, an outtake. What's it
I'll
called?
Just send you the link here. It's a little, it's 4 minutes long, but it talks about all the way back from when Clinton was in office and wanted to start setting up missiles around Poland. And in Ukraine,
see how many times along the border back of Russia to that Clinton? Documentary and gone. This is just still. This is the Cold War still in action. Like the Cold War never went away.
Yeah,
just like that documentary.
But he wanted to. You know, they wanted to do. They started setting missiles around Romania and Slovakia and all that, and you know, it just led to pissing Putin off. The other thing that's come up a lot is over the last few days since all this happened in the Oval Office is how much old footage has come up of Clinton praising Putin and how great of a leader he is for Russia and how great.
And then that picture of Hillary with the reset button.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
Like that's going around. It's but just all it's this a old wild footage, time. The scariest part, though, I think still is the fact that. There seems to be something going on over in Europe that they are trying to twist our arm into committing troops. Somehow, some way, they want us to commit troops. And
I don't trust the EU at all.
I don't either. Or NATO, honestly.
I don't trust NATO neither, yeah. I don't like any of that. You're right. There's a bunch of weird shit going on over there. I don't like it. They're trying to do some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in all that. Scared to fly to Russia or fly to Europe now. U.S. citizens could be targets.
We're high value.
Unless we get a whacking.
Yeah.
Out of Vulcan. And I'm not as depressed as I was last week when we finished the show because Nail Bomb, Alex Newport's not playing with this incarnation, so. Just Max and his friends.
Max.
Fucking Max. Let's see here. Yeah, so that was a fun time. That was a fun weekend watching all this go down. And then watching everybody backtrack and everybody do this. And then everybody freak out on social media. Especially everybody that has no idea what the hell they're talking about.
Tonight,
we barely know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, that's why tonight I can't wait to go home and watch TV. Like veg out and watch all the absurd things that happened during the speech because you know it's going to be a shit show.
Did it really happen?
What's that?
We've been in here all night, but
it's still going. I don't think it's the State of the Union. Maybe it is the State of the Union address. Let's see.
And technically, Trump isn't a president. Isn't a how does it work? Like he did the inauguration and everything, but. It still takes 30 days after inauguration for him to become fully president or some shit like that. They were talking about this today, and there's something behind the scenes politically. Like, he's got to do the State of the Union address for it to. The day he does the State of the Union address is when he is 100% full power president. He doesn't have full power until, like, today. So no telling what the hell's going
to
happen.
Well, Speaker directs Sergeant at Arms to remove Democrat member disrupting Trump's speech.
Who was it?
I would have to click on it, and I'm too lazy to do that right now.
Oh.
I'll do it. Hang on. Just, you know. Let's see.
Manage.
Democrat Texas Republican Al Green is escorted out.
Al Green, the singer?
That's weird.
That's a very weird thing. Can't believe they kicked him out.
Yeah.
Metrics, visitors.
Are you still looking that up?
Well, it took forever to get in because they've changed this whole back end up. Ukraineville.
Ukraine, we love you.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
The Ukraine.
Huh.
We love to rip off your code numbers.
Let's see. We had 111,000 downloads in the month of February. Only 97,000 in January, though.
Mm.
Is that because we brought Thomas on?
You can be real with us, guys. He's not here tonight.
You can tell us.
We're in the Tree of Trust.
Since we had is more it, downloads last year or last month Thomas? Instead of January, is it because Thomas joined us?
Is it because of like, Thomas?
That guy's so sexy.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. We lost listeners.
No,
when Thomas.
We got
out.
More listeners.
It's all the
Thomas
Skip
here.
Fans.
All the Skip fans are coming over.
Why do Skip fans talk like that?
We love Skip.
I was wondering if this is the Jerry Jonestown Massacre podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It is?
10.
Is that where the dude from Skip is? Is the dad of Skip there?
All right.
I mean, Thomas?
Our yeah. top 10 countries, number 10 is Ukraine. But number 3 is the next country I don't trust.
Russia.
Latvia.
Oh.
With the Latvian gangsters.
Man,
Latvia's bad.
I have way too many Adidas like little things that I wear around the house.
Your
I'm always wearing
tracksuit
Latvia
wear.
Like someone in my neighborhood Latvia just go, doo, doo.
Wait a second. You got to have an AK-47 if you're going to be full on Latvian tracksuit.
No, they'll have silencers probably.
Or Slavic.
Are you Matteo Stabilino from the black metal scene in Brooklyn? It is I.
So this is what I don't get. We have the most listeners in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
then Canada,
aye,
Japan, Konnichiwa, in the U.K.
Well, we did in the U.K. They don't care about us now.
They sent it. We got emails last week. Then the Russian Federation is like number 8. It says Russian Federation. But they have taken more bandwidth from us than anybody else. They're in 8th place, but they almost triple the bandwidth of anybody else.
Yeah. Maybe that's why we've... Maybe they want us to get the devil box.
You might need to get you a... You might need to get you a CEO elimination tool. Like I did.
Yeah.
You need to... Just to carry around.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't get it. I'm trying to see, because you can also, on our back end, you can see where most of the bots and spiders are coming from and those that are trying to infect your site. And would you guess Latvia, number 1, Russia, number 2.
They wear a lot of Puma, too.
Ukraine, number 3.
Yeah, that's a lot of Puma and Adidas right there, man.
That's a lot of Slavic.
You guys like Slayer? We do.
We're a good fan. Yeah.
Well, here's your pizza. Hope you enjoy it.
Good God. Our last show.
Terrible.
No. It pushed 7.8 gig of traffic.
That's
a lot.
Why?
No wonder I'm getting all this hate email from our hosting company. What are you boys doing over there?
That's weird.
We just do a podcast.
Is it because I use ChatGPT too much?
No. You're not using chat. You're not doing anything. This is how much traffic's been taken from our server.
Like we're owed money?
No.
Damn. We owe money.
It's the bandwidth that is used. How many people are listening to the show? Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
8 gig is a lot. Mm. That is a lot, a lot, a lot. So, on one episode in 1 week.
Who do we have on last week? It's just us three, wasn't it?
Yeah, because everybody keeps whipping their dick out and waving it in the wind. I'm done booking people. Fuck it. You want to come in here? Just show up on a Tuesday night. One weekend we may have 10 people. The next weekend we may have none. But just do it that way. Whenever you want to come over, just fucking come over.
Well, that went well.
Stop bothering me.
I'm glad we met tonight.
I thought Thomas was going to help book people,
You're
too.
You're grumpy because he's not here, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't have camera changing. Although, have you gotten any reviews on that?
On us camera changing?
On the camera swapping and moving around. No Do one you? Said, like, that's aggravating or that's great.
And I'm afraid to watch it because I'll come in here and be like, what the fuck?
Well, I didn't know if anybody in your family or friends have been watching and been like, I like that.
No, my family distanced from this thing still.
Mine has fully embraced it, and they support everything I stand for.
That's good. You have a good family.
I lie. All right, so let's do something fun.
Closer can? What?
There's a ride out at Six Flags that all of us have loved since we were kids.
It's getting taken away?
It's not getting taken away. In fact, just the opposite. It's going into the Roller Coaster Hall of Fame, and it's going to receive a plaque, and it will probably never be torn down now.
The Giant?
Nope.
Shockwave?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Shockwave is going into
the Loop-to-Loops.
The Roller Coaster Hall of Fame. And it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your fingers wet on that?
No, I don't know if I did on the Shockwave. Man, that
Why
was.
Do you think it's called the Shockwave?
I was always worried. The Shocker Wave?
The Shocker Wave.
I was always worried. If you're from DFW, you've done the Shocker Wave, right? Sounds like something stupid some kids down at freaking Nacogdoches say at SFA or some shit.
Those loops are 116 feet tall.
See, I was going to say, I don't know if I ever got my fingers wet on that or pruny because I was always worried about not having my neck go into my butthole for the two loops. If you don't relax your anus,
yeah,
and put your head on the back of the,
that's what I'm like talking about. That's how you get your fingers wet. Is relax your anus.
Oh, I misinterpreted.
You
the,
thought I meant with a female
logistics
friend.
Of yours. Yeah.
Oh no, I was talking about keeping yourself in check.
I thought we were talking about the spelunker.
No. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, 116 foot tall. And I just about every time.
How many times do you think that thing's been painted?
Black out. Did your vision ever black out on that?
Especially on the spinnaker and the
it's like 7Gs
funnel.
I'm talking about Shockwave. I don't give a fuck about any other rides there. This is the ride that's going in the Hall of Fame.
I just made this into a Six Flags ad.
Yeah, screw the rest of the ride. It's Six Flags. I'm just talking about the Shockwave.
No, I never felt like I was getting knocked out, but. That when it forced your head down when you were a kid, like that force would give me a headache.
My favorite part of that ride, though, is after the loops when you hit that mid-break.
Yeah.
And then you just zoom through the track, through the trees and all that stuff, and down by the walkway where you walk up to get on the ride and stuff. I love that part so much. It feels so good.
And the weird thing is that when you find out what was pushing your head down wasn't the gravity, it was your uncle sitting next to you.
That's why your fingers are wet.
Is that a weird thing to get into?
It kind of is.
It wasn't the gravity pushing my head down. It was my uncle.
So back in the day,
I should not joke about that shit.
Back in the day, that was a groundbreaking roller coaster that people would wait like 3 hours to ride.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
Remember how stinky you would get? All that mildew smell and stuff in the lines?
Because the creek? What is that? What creek is that that runs
through?
I just
thought it was the Tarrant County Chicks.
Jesus.
I was like, y'all need to take some showers before you bust out in this humidity.
Johnson, whatever.
Sure, I smelled delicious.
Oh, look. Skip Redstone's in the chat room. Must be hard laying down bass where you got a puppet on your fucking hand.
You're about to hand out two pink slips in one day?
Yeah.
Actually, it's yellow slips, right? Pink slips
are
when
you're
done.
He was going in the red book.
Like, red book.
That's where he's getting checked off.
Whoa, who's doing that part?
The Shockwave was better also when it was blue. Why is it green?
Well, that's what I was wondering. How many colors has it been? Because it's been black too, hasn't it?
I think it was black back when
it's
we were young.
It's been purple.
Kids.
Or is that just the blue that faded?
I think it's the blue that faded.
Has it ever been red?
Not that I know of. Why is it green?
Probably the Hulk or something. They probably tied it into some stupid Marvel or DC comic shit. That's how stuff happens these days. They don't even, I don't even think they really, I'm surprised they still call it Six Flags, honestly.
It's one of the oldest continuously operating coasters in the Six Flags chain. It's over 40 years old. Opened to the public in 1978.
How many fatalities?
Let's go to the wiki and see. Let's go the see on the wiki. You think people have died on it? Did you ever ride the other coaster out there that had people die on it?
Which one? The Giant?
No.
Like who? I don't even know. Oh, the Judge Roy Scream?
Nope.
Anytime there's the one a they tore down. I tried to do.
We would have been kids, like young kids. But God damn it, what was the name of that one? Ride experience references. I don't see anything on here about death.
No body counts. They don't put those stats up.
No, I don't see. I don't see it.
There's an app idea.
Yeah.
The roller coaster body count app.
Does anybody know? Anybody know it in the chat room? What the roller coaster was at Six Flags that came off the track, killed a bunch of people, and they tore it down shortly thereafter. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
We need body count numbers.
Anybody?
They don't want to play, man.
No one wants to play.
No. That's crazy.
It wasn't Astrolift. Big Ben. Duh.
Big Ben.
The Big Ben. Yeah. That came off the track and smashed on the ground and killed a bunch of people.
Dang.
Yep. And it was at California's Great America, too, and they took that one out. The Big Ben. And now we lose the bobsled.
It's gone?
Yeah, the bobsled's gone.
Damn.
And another one because they're building a big hypercoaster over there or some shit.
Oh, a hypercoaster.
Yeah. But it won't be a...
Think you'll be able to get your fingers wet there with your uncle?
Maybe. Depends on how willing my uncle is.
We review roller coasters in a real weird way.
Yeah. What time is it?
In amusement parks.
Time for me to go to bed yet. All right, I got one more thing.
It's that wind, dude. Every time we get quiet in here, I can hear the wind. I'm like, you know what? It'd be nice just to take a nap on this podcast.
I'm not kidding. I really thought that sometime during the show.
You felt it shaking-y?
The shed would just fall over on us and we'd just end it.
It'd be the end of the show.
That's the end of the show. You just see the walls go and the podcast over. Good night.
That was it, guys.
That's it. All right, so.
Maybe it'll be in Texaxis.
Do you like lists?
I do like lists.
Everybody likes lists.
We've had some of our greatest conversations in here because of a well-put-together list.
Well, this is a well-put-together list, I think. It's not by Fort Worth Report or whatever Andrew uses. It's by the other one, the other Fort Worth
ChatGPT.
It's 25 products made in Fort Worth by Fort Worthians. As we go through here, I want to know how many of these things you have partaken of, Matt. Or that you own.
That I own? Because if it's a bunch of cowboy stuff, probably not much of it.
No, you're
but
good.
But I've seen it and messed with some cowboy stuff.
First up is drinks.
Fish hooks.
Yeah, have you figured out how to use that yet? Did you find some videos on how to put a fish hook in someone's butthole?
Was that random the other night? I forgot how these things work, man.
That was in the middle of my photo shoot with Flickerstick and Wasp.
Yeah.
Or Wasp playing. All right. Drinks. TX Whiskey.
Yes. I've had that.
Martin House Brewing Company.
Yes.
Avoca Coffee.
I don't know about that. Sounds delicious, though.
Down on Magnolia.
Definitely try it.
Rahr and Sons Brewing Company.
Yes.
Blackland Distillery.
Yes.
Silver Star Spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Lockwood Distilling.
Probably.
They have fantastic whiskey and hibiscus vodka. some bourbon cream. It's a good joint. Acre Distilling.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one out of all these I haven't had yet. Bucking Bull Bourbon.
I don't think I've had that either. Unless it was way too late in the night and what's his name? Chase bought it for me. And I told him I would pay him when my lady comes and picks me up, but she never showed up.
And you still owe him money, and he still asks me about that every time I go down to...
Sad. I was by myself. I think I went
every home. Time I go to Borg and Mercantile, he's like, where the fuck is Stubbs' money?
I think I cried about that night.
And then La Puglia Spirits. That's the new tequila from Northside.
They sound delicious.
So those... Now we have food. We got one, two, three, a few things of food here. Best Made Pickles.
Had that. Delicious,
Sweet,
by the way.
Lucy's Pies.
I've had that.
Melt Ice Cream.
Pretty sure I've had that.
This is a meat company, not a gay bar, but Fort Worth Meat Packers.
I bet you that place smells like patchouli and meat juice.
They do a lot of good bison and wild boar pork. Morgan's Ice Cream in the South Side. I haven't had their stuff yet. And Miss Renfro's hot sauce. We used to have a ton of that in here.
God, that stuff was good, too. They took a whole case home and ate all of it.
Mm-hmm. How many?
The raw peach one they did.
That one was great. That one was so good. I'd like to hunt that down again. They still doing that one?
Man, I don't know. I'm not a cool kid. I don't get to go do cool things anymore like that.
You could.
I'm working on stuff. Working on my life, bro.
Mm-hmm. But you're missing your life.
Nothing outside. Is over!
You're missing your life in the outside world.
Look, John, it's over.
All right, ML Ladies.
What? ML Ladies?
Letty's Boots down in the Stockyards.
Oh, nah.
I've been in there.
Yeah, I've been in there, but I've never bought anything. I know someone that did, though.
Fort Worth Locals is another clothing store. The Best Hat Store is where I need to go.
Yeah, I need to get a hat.
To get my Stetson that I'm going to get.
Yeah.
It's going to be badass,
too. It's about to be straw season, though, man.
I know. I need to get it before we go down to the desert.
You're going to wear the Stetson on the desert?
Why not? If it's the high road,
it'll be out
I'll
of
wear
season.
It. Why? It's straw.
Oh, wait. Straw starts in May?
It starts whenever it gets hot.
Yeah.
Peter's Brothers Hats. White? I go down there, too.
Yeah.
Who was it that had a bunch of badass hats that we looked at last year? Or last time we were down in the Big Bend? Was that Marfa? That store?
The barbecue joint had a good play. Had some cool. Oh yeah, you're talking about the in Marfa that had the cool hats that
that shop
someone ganked
that.
From me, I guess. Because I can't find mine now. And that was a
the cowboy hats,
hat.
The straw hats.
No, I got the one that was the like from that coffee shop that had all that crazy.
Oh yeah, that coffee shop. Yeah,
those cool ass crazy drinks and coffee drinks.
It was the one that said "Print is not dead."
Yeah,
yeah.
I got it somewhere.
Where's mine?
Probably got ganked.
People really like that hat. Whenever you wear it, people are like, that hat's rad. It's probably one of those assholes that said that hat's rad. Stole it.
And mine started coming apart, too, man.
Hmm.
And I think I'm way
I forgot
outside
about
the
that.
Return policy.
I forgot about that coffee place. I want to go back there.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Really good.
Marfa's right. A cool town.
Marfa's a great
I recommend
town.
Everyone go to Marfa.
We'll be there in 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that. Anyway, Dickies. Oh, a lot of
course.
And then Justin Boots. I need to get me a new pair of boots, but I've had Justin's. And then the three that are left, which I actually have one of these. Trippy Outdoor. They make those cool, that cool wooden stool, foldable stool thing that I take camping sometimes. And then Runyon's Fine Furniture. And Into the West, the home furniture store. Those are the 25 products made in Fort Worth by Fort Worthians.
They're not Chinese?
Mm-mm. No Chinese here. No Chinese here. And I bet you if you went down the gun route, you'd find a whole bunch more. But everybody's scared to talk about guns manufactured in Fort Worth. Because I know there's one place that they got machines in there. I've watched them work. They build all their uppers and lowers. And
yeah.
They build everything in office. And it's pretty rad watching them cut a block of a aluminum. Everything. It's really cool.
How much are those now? 3D printers like that. Cut shit.
This is like it's
and the steel. The
it's
steel
a, it's not a printer. It's like a router, CNC machine, all robotic, yeah, all in one. That they just put a giant, like, square of metal in there, and it just starts going to town.
If we had access cool to that, how long would it be until we tried to make a dick?
The first night,
like the big old a municipal.
That's why
dick.
I don't own a 3D printer because you guys would come in here and start dicks. Making stuff you could stick your dick in.
Yeah, it would turn into it. It would always be, hey man, we're going to come over and mess with some concepts on the printer. All right, lock it up.
Hop on Reddit. 3D printing gone wrong, or what? Gone bad. 3D printing gone bad.
Really, I have to check that out.
Yeah, when I was on the verge of pulling the trigger on a good 3D printer, I started going through stuff and then all these subreddits, and then there was 3D printing gone bad. And I was like, they basically print like that chick up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They print shit like that. And then a bunch of chastity belts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about the bear trap? That looks 3D printed.
It is 3D printed. Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, that's in Texas for sure, man. That whole look. That was straight off of like what we do in the shadows in The Office right there. Just that's a bear trap. The look you gave me was so Jim. It's a fucking bear trap. Just the
that
look
was a
of
pure
fuck.
Bear. I don't want to talk about that. Some people don't know how to take the holiday show seriously.
I want to go. It's uncomfortable now.
Oh, shit. I did want to say,
I want to go home. It's uncomfortable now.
I finished Cobra Kai today.
Oh yeah, yeah. I still got like 2 seasons left.
So. It's all over.
Yeah,
the last season was really good.
So it's worth sticking
it
around.
Out? If you can get through the stupid bullshit of the season before, you can just go the last season and watch it. That's all that
How
matters.
How many are there now?
I don't know.
I think I stopped on like season 4.
Go to the
couldn't be that many more.
The last season they cut it in half, but if you just start the last season, you'll know everything that's going on. You're caught up. They go and they fight something, and then they lose or win or whatever. But anyway, just watch the last season. You'll get everything going, and you'll feel good, and it's great. I was like, this is good. So then I immediately started watching the Black Hawk Down documentary.
How's it? I've thought about that a couple of times.
Holy fuck!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a good one. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
How long is it? Like 4 or 5 episodes or?
It's 3 episodes, I believe.
You want to hear something crazy?
I
that
was
I started
not
again?
Prepped for them to have interviews from guys playing both sides.
Yeah.
And a bunch of those Somalians still being alive. And being able to talk about that day and how they felt victorious taking down a Black Hawk helicopter.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. But you get to see, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's crazy because they were all kids. They're all kids. It's like.
Yeah. I started the Robert Durst documentary again.
Fred's dad.
Yeah. His lesser known dad.
His lesser known dad, yeah.
That'd be wild if Fred was related to all that. But I forgot how freaking psychotic that guy was, man. Like, his testimony, like, when they're talking to him or they show his testimony or they're interviewing him or anything where he's being questioned, like, that dude's a master manipulator. And the way he's, like, just soulless, like, oh, the burden on me to clean up the mess of my dead wife is to break her bones so I can make sure she fits into this or that, or like just the no empathy at all in a soul.
Are you watching the second one after he already?
I'm watching both of them
at the same time.
No, I started the first one. I know kind of the story,
but did you finish the first one?
I never watched it when it was out. When it came out, which was that right after COVID or was it before COVID when that?
Well, in the first one, if I remember right, he never confessed anything until they got him off mic or off camera. He had the mic still on him.
He talks so much openly about what he did and stuff, but the thing is weird is he'll repeat what the question is and almost talk through it to where he bends everything away from him and you end up thinking about something else while they're the whole time he's done that, like every single interview, every time he was questioned by the FBI and stuff, he has this amazing talent of just like this weird sleight of hand while he's speaking to try to get you to forget that this guy has committed murder several times.
Is he like OJ and goes, I didn't do it, but if I would have, I would have done it like this.
I think he's way more intelligent than OJ is the thing.
I mean, yeah.
They're both psychopaths. One's got is the predator-like.
I like the theory of OJ's son killing everybody.
Just because he was pissed?
And OJ took the fall for it. Makes me feel sleep better at night.
Makes you like him again, the old juice. You put your juice... pajamas on and throw the football out in the backyard.
It's hard to watch Naked Gun when OJ's in.
Is it proper to laugh at his scene still, or can you not laugh at him? I know one of them you can't laugh at all at anymore, but like, can you laugh at OJ's characters anymore, or is that against
which
that
one unwoke? Can you not laugh at anymore,
where you can't get through the detector? Isn't that him, like, with the fro?
Was that in the first Naked Gun?
I thought maybe
I honestly haven't seen him in forever.
Else, like, yeah,
I haven't seen him in forever.
Naked Gun's pretty far down on the list when you're trying,
like,
to find stuff
really
to
watch
chill
something
out with.
No, I go to trying to find something to watch and I fire up Tropic Thunder. If I'm gonna be racist and
still
wrong,
holds up.
You watch a movie that's racist and wrong.
Yeah, it should have won an Academy Award that year because that's one of the greatest roles that Tom Cruise has ever done.
I actually told a guy at work the other day, you went full retard. You never go.
Never go full. Remember when we used to play that drop almost every other show?
You had an intro that you wanted made.
I thought we did make it.
We did, and we used it, and it's still sitting here on my hard drive.
Put it in rotation again.
It's
Trump's in office, man. It's all the rules. We're back in, man. We can make all the crazy ass jokes we want now again.
It's a mashup of Tropic Thunder and The Walking Dead. Carl dying.
Carl.
That meme. Carl. It's a roast beef sandwich, Carl.
In the voice,
you get it?
From the dude from Something About Mary. He was masturbating. He was the lead character going, Carl. That's comedy genius back then, man.
Freaking these Carl. I just had to go look at him. Carl, I tried Wookiee meat. Dad, stop. It was chewy, Carl. Dad, please.
I like mine better. Carl, he was masturbating.
What's a pirate's favorite letter, Carl? R. Dad, stop. You may think that, Carl, but a pirate's first love is always the sea. The sea, Carl, the sea. That right there, is an overacting scene.
Oh yeah.
That's what that's a
yeah, a lot of
Sylvester
the memes,
Stallone,
a lot of the good memes are overacting
are from
scenes.
Overacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hardcore.
We should do a show on overacted scenes. I bet you.
Oh, you mean like the bit they do on Hollywood Babylon?
Sly Stallone probably at least has five of them, the overacting scenes, right? That would be nominated?
Him and Nick Cage. The bees!
Yeah.
The bees! Yeah, him and Nick Cage are pretty over the top.
Yeah.
Al Pacino's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd all have some. They'd all have some. All right, I'm done. I don't got
That's a cool show idea. That's sort of like a podcast that plans shit and stuff.
Yeah, it's called Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman. They do it once a month now, and they have a whole section of that show that's all about exquisite acting.
Yeah. I think a butthole came up in one of them, right?
Well, that was... Anne Heche's butthole is on a different planet.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
That was just from
Kevin Smith watching the 4K version of
Can
Psycho.
We ever go out to dinner and just have one meal that we don't talk about some fucker's asshole?
And that's why we've never been to Blue Sushi again.
The greatness of Seth. Nip it in the bud right off the bat as soon as we sit down. And like the first conversation that you and Chris and I get into has to do, or maybe Gary, one of us starts up a conversation about assholes. And Seth took the opportunity to say, enough. When we go out to eat, I'd like to start having some meals that we don't talk about anuses.
He said butthole.
Oh, yeah, he said butthole. He was upset.
He was very upset.
The look on shock in all of our faces were like, what? That's a commitment, man.
Yeah.
You can't just play that card.
No. No.
You can't just throw that card out there and like, no.
You never know.
We will not ever break bread again if I ever hear one of you guys talk about someone's asshole.
If you are around Chris Johnson, you're going to talk about a butthole at some point. A butthole will come up. Yeah.
And if you're with any of us, there's going to be a penis talk. There's going to be some kind of talk about penises.
It's going to be a talk that's... There's something wrong with somebody's penis.
Or animal. Sometimes we might have an animal penis conversation.
That's when you're with the band.
I just wish we could go to one meal.
I just wish we could go to the zoo and not have a breakdown of bifurcated or single shaft penises.
I've seen so many things that shocked me at the Fort Worth Zoo.
A lot. I learned a lot about sex at the Fort Worth Zoo. And I'm not talking about getting my fingers pruning either.
I got most of my sexual education at the Fort Worth Zoo.
I think I did. You ever watch Two Giraffes Hump?
Cue up, what is it, the dog hound or bloodhound gang?
Oh. Let's cover that. That's easy.
Yeah.
I appreciate your input. All right, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas, for not being here this weekend, distracting us.
Yeah,
you're now in the phone line in the chat room.
We can't wait for you to be back on the show.
If you come in next week and there's someone sitting in your seat that's replaced you, don't blame us.
No.
Blame them. Did you get all your bass lines at least recorded? Wait 30 seconds for the chat room to catch up.
You know, if your work wives and husbands don't feel loved, they're going to start sleeping around, Matt. You hear me, buddy? You hear me?
Yeah, Andrew's already trying to replace Matt.
As the helicopter.
The helicopter pilot. This was just rehearsal?
What? This
Not
wasn't
recording?
This wasn't a show or something? Or like...
Did you do all this at your house?
This was just getting together and that idea sounds neat.
Oh my God. Now I'm even more pissed.
I gotta go.
Oh, no, they rehearsed at Cloudland.
What's the new stuff sound like?
Neat.
Gotta go.